house fixings or plunder, anything like that?
No. Not the only thing other I can think of is a safe. You know what a safe is in the kitchen. People still use those things. Some people do. You go out in these woods around here, you'll find somebody that's got one and using them, you know. Boy, we used to have one. I've been in them a lot of time when you get in from school, you know, and try to find a piece of biscuit or something in there to grab hold of.
Did you have a little room off the kitchen?
Pantry?
Huh?
A pantry?
Uh-huh.
No, we never did have one. I know what they are. You let me take that back. There is a pantry over this house that you store. I think originally they were to store canned goods and stuff that people put up canned, you know, in jars. They did do it, and we did a lot of that. Mm-hmm. And a lot was stored in there. Canned goods. Mm-hmm. It was in glass jars, not canned.
Something that you might have in your window on rollers to pull down. To keep out the light.
A window shade.
The top part of the house, or the covering on the house, you call that the...
roof.
Okay. And what about the little things on the edge of the roof to carry the water off?
Rain gutter.
Is that built in or does it hang there?
No, you have to add that.
What about when you have a house and an L and where they come together? Do you have a name for that?
The valley.
Okay. And a room at the top of the house, just under the roof.
Just an attic.
Okay. Did you ever see different types of kitchens or hear another name for kitchen?
No. You know, a galley. Well, a galley is a kitchen, regardless of you. That's a galley. It don't have to be on a ship. No. I have heard them called, let's see, a cookhouse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were separated. Some of these poor farm cousins of mine that lived up here in the edge of Georgia, I can remember going and visiting them, and the kitchen was actually separated from the blasted house, you know. It was a little walkway in between them, but it was actually separated from the house, and they call it the cookhouse.
So you think of cookhouse as being separate?
Yes, I would say that the cooking, to me, that was separate, uh-huh.
And if you had a lot of old, worthless things that you were going to throw away, you might say, that's not good anymore, that's just...
junk.
Okay. And a room that you might use to store things that you didn't know what to do with.
A junk room.
Okay. And talking about the housework, you'd say that every morning a woman has to do what to the house?
Housework?
Uh-huh.
She has to clean up the house.
Okay. And the thing that you sweep with, you call that the...
the broom.
And say if the broom was in the corner and the door was open so that the door was sort of hiding the broom, you'd say that the broom was...
behind the door.
And if you have a two-story house to get from the first floor to the second floor, you have a...
stairs.
What about outside from the ground to the porch?
Steps.
If the clothes are dirty, you have to do the...
laundry. But do you want me to tell you what they used to have to do? They had wash day, because I can remember when we had wash day, because I had to chop wood for the wash pot. And when you're using fat lighting, if you put too much wood under the wash pot, while you've got your white things in the wash pot, as the water gets hot, you know, it'll form a bubble.
Uh-huh.
Under, say, a white sheet, you know, and it'll get up close to the side of the wash pot, and that black sud will get all over it, and that's when you get your whipping. So you have to be real careful about firing a wash pot. But it was an all-day job every Monday. And you got the water by pump.
Uh-huh. Did they call it doing the laundry then?
No, it was wash day.
Uh-huh. So it said they had to do the...
wash.
Uh-huh. And then after the clothes were all dried, you'd have to do the...
ironing.
Uh-huh.